Welcome to today's episode of the Do They Own Me podcast, where we kick and scream and we make a bunch of noise, and we hopefully one day will have some tiny little impact in preventing the vast, vast amounts of invasion and privacy invasion that is happening and reaching into every corner of everyone's lives, mostly through their telephones, their computers, their online activities. I'm your host, Benny McBenface. Today, we have an article on computerweekly.com from the 9th of February, 2024. It's headlined, Amazon Defends Facial Recognition Tech Sale to FBI Despite Moratorium. Well, okay. Amazon, as we know from not that long ago, about a year or two ago, Amazon developed technology that is freakishly good at identifying people based on their face and, you know, tying that to this whole body of data that's already known about them. I don't like it, obviously. Let's continue. The FBI has confirmed it is using Amazon's Recognition, that's spelled with R-E-K, Recognition Image and Video Analysis Software, but Amazon says it is false to suggest this violates the company's self-imposed moratorium on selling facial recognition technology to U.S. police. Hold on, let's just get clear here. The FBI's confirmed they're using it. Amazon says it is false. Okay, Amazon. Amazon says it's false to suggest this violates the company's self-imposed moratorium on selling it. So Amazon says, yeah. We said that we're not going to sell it to US police. Not going to happen. But this is not that. This is not that happening. Well, I'm sorry, Amazon. I don't see how else to interpret that. If the FBI is currently using it right now, what's going on? Anyway, let's continue. Amazon claims the FBI's use of its recognition image and video analysis software does not violate its moratorium on sales of facial recognition technology to U.S. law enforcement agencies because it only ever applied to police forces when conducting criminal investigations. Oh, all right, no problem. So Amazon, back when they came out about a year or 2 years ago, they came out with a couple of other companies that were developing this technology, I recall, and they said, look, all right, we won't sell this facial recognition technology. It's too spooky. Nobody likes it. Fine. So for publicity, they all came out and they said, all right, we're not doing this anymore. Don't look here, folks. There's nothing to see. Go on, get on with your life. But apparently they put in, you know, a whole bunch of asterisks and bullet points in those press releases and said, oh, but hold on, that's only going to apply to police when they're conducting criminal investigations. All right, then, let's continue. Along with Microsoft and IBM, Amazon imposed a one-year moratorium on police use of its facial recognition software in June 2020, so it was a few years ago, following intense international backlash over the police killing of George Floyd a month earlier. When U.S. police departments seemed to be completely barred from using the technology in any instance, Amazon said it would allow some non-law enforcement organizations to continue using its recognition software. Okay, so apparently FBI is non-law enforcement. What are we doing here? The article continues with a quote. We're implementing a one-year moratorium on police use of Amazon's facial recognition technology. We will continue to allow organizations like Thorn, the International Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and Marinus Analytics to use Amazon Recognition to help rescue human trafficking victims and reunite missing children with their families, it wrote at the time in a two-paragraph blog post. This is what I always have said on this podcast. Listen, it's always for a very socially palatable and appealing headline reason. No human in this world looks at that and says, actually, let's not do everything that we can to help missing and exploited children and rescue human trafficking. Of course, people look at that and they say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, good. Let's use it for that. That's what we should be using it for. But then, where does it go from there? This is the concern. Obviously, they didn't shut it down and didn't just use it for that because the FBI is using it today. Article continues, initially put in place for a year, Amazon later extended the moratorium indefinitely in May 2021 without explanation. However, in January 2024, just a month ago as of recording this, FedScoop uncovered an updated AI use case inventory published by the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, which disclosed that the FBI is using Amazon Recognition under Project TYR, T-Y-R, a designation that refers to the Norse god of war. Right, I mean, look, this should be a surprise to absolutely nobody that has existed in, you know, this timeline over the last few years. Of course, big companies are developing technology that's going to serve their interests. Of course, big companies are maximizing that technology in any way that they can to make money in the mischievous network of products and applications and services that they have. And you know what? Good for them. That is their imperative. That is their duty, is to maximize shareholder value and do everything that they can to wring out every last cent out of their company. Good. They're achieving their objectives. But sometimes, as was the case, you know, several years ago, sometimes the publicity around their use of this egregiously offensive software that they've developed and tools they've developed, sometimes the publicity around that pushes in the wrong direction. So they come out with these statements saying, oh, look, we now see we've made a mistake. We're not going to do this anymore. It was a big disaster. It's like these companies, I can't even remember what it was, but every time there's a major event somewhere and somebody in the, you know, from the perspective of the internet, you know, the public mood shifts against someone or an organization or a country. All these big companies, they're very quick to put out these statements saying, we've withdrawn our advertising or our support or our sponsorship. We're not doing business with them. We've cut it off. It's done. And they take the credit and they parade these statements around and they get all the benefit they can from this publicity. But no one ever says that they're doing it permanently and they'll never re-engage. They just say, we've stopped. But if you bother to look, half the time they're back at it in 3 months' time. So, you know, forgive me, but I am a little bit suspicious. Well, not suspicious. I just see it for what it is. Again, I always use the incentives-based framework here on this podcast and in my life as I'm looking at these things to not just understand what is happening, but to have some sense of what's likely to happen. And these companies will always act in their own best interests. So, of course, Amazon at the time came out and issued the moratorium and said, we ain't going to do this anymore because the public doesn't like it. Of course they did that. And again, of course they're going to ride the waves of publicity that says, oh, we're using this for missing and exploited children and human trafficking. Because again, it's a comfortable headline. Everyone loves it. And everyone looks at that and says, oh, well, that's good. Amazon's doing the right thing. Bless them. Anyway, they don't just do the right thing, of course. What happens behind the scenes is almost never the way that it is portrayed in these press releases. So anyway, I will continue from the article. It says, a summary for the project, which did not explicitly mention the tool's facial recognition capabilities, noted that Amazon Recognition offers pre-trained and customizable computer vision capabilities to extract information and insights from lawfully acquired images and videos. Again, you've got to do a little bit of thinking when you read that because it doesn't sound that offensive, does it? It's lawfully acquired. Oh, okay, good. They're not breaking the law. We don't have a problem with that. But hold on. Let's think about the second order effects and the second order permissions that have been granted here. Let's look at this for a little bit. Every single time a person posts any pictures or video to any of their social platforms, they are assigning that image, the ownership of that image, or the copyright of that image, to the platform. I haven't seen a single platform where that's not true. All of the platforms I've seen, that is absolutely the case. So now the platform owns that image and they can do what they like with it. So if that platform then says to, I don't know, whatever, the FBI or Amazon or to some other aggregator of images and identity data, if that platform then says to that, to another third party, yes, we have all these images that we own, right? And then in an article like this, it becomes lawfully acquired images and videos. So if that platform takes those images that they, quote, own and, you know, shares that out widely and makes it available for these tools, well, it's not quite so innocent. It's not, I mean, I'm not saying it's unlawful. I'm just saying it's bullshit. When you see things like that in these articles, you know, information and insights from lawfully acquired images and videos, just have a little think about what that actually means. Lawfully acquired, that means that they're not breaking the law, but it doesn't mean that it's not bullshit that's going on in the background to get this data. Anyhow, I'll continue. The article reads, lawfully acquired images and videos, and that it will be customized to review and identify items containing nudity, weapons, explosives, and other identifying information. Okay, I don't really have a problem with that. Or maybe I do. I don't know. Look, if it's, you know, containing weapons, well, let's not forget that the situation in the United States where basically anyone can have a weapon. So how is that a unique identifying? How is that something of concern? right? So let's not get too carried away here and start profiling people on the basis of them exercising a constitutionally protected act. Or maybe they're doing exactly that. Anyway, article continues, while the inventory provides some further detail about the software being purchased off-the-shelf pre-built from a third party, it also shows that many aspects of the project, including where the training data will originate from and which specific AI techniques will be used, are yet to be finalized. So this goes to my point, where the training data will originate from. Now, of course, when they're talking training data, they're talking about the labeled data, the known images that are being fed into the AI model to train it, to teach it. So when you're training an AI model, you can't just say, here's a million pictures, tell me what's in them. Because if it's never seen that picture with a text label attached to it, it doesn't know what it is. But by the time it's seen 160,000 pictures of, you know, a pair of cargo pants, and it's got a label saying cargo pants, then the next time it sees a pair of cargo pants, it can be pretty safe in assuming that that's a pair of cargo pants. So this is labeled data that is used to train these AI. So it's saying, in the article, it's saying that where they get the training data from is yet to be finalized. So anyway, the article continues that according to the publicly available documentation for recognition on Amazon's websites, customers can use the tool to detect and analyze a range of visual information using a variety of application programming interfaces, APIs. So these APIs, the article says, are broadly provided in two sets, one for image analysis and another for video, but each action requires the customer to have the right permissions to call the API in a certain way. All right, this is just a little bit of technical language here, simply saying that, you know, you've got to have, for want of a better term, you've got to have username and password. There's got to be some authentication. This is not just open to everyone to use this tool. The article continues, when looking to detect an object such as a car or a gun, well, hold on, why are we trying to detect cars? Why does that matter to the FBI? All right, anyway, when looking to detect an object such as a car or a gun, for example, Amazon's customers can call the Detect Labels API to return information about, for example, the object, the level of confidence the software has in the labels assigned to the object, and possible other names for that object. Yeah, so this goes to exactly what I was just saying. So this is the labels that have been assigned to the images based on the training data. Article continues, the customer would therefore not be able to call that API to return information about people's faces, which would require permissions to perform the detect faces action. So what the article here is saying is, yes, this tool exists, but the permissions are not simply binary, yes or no, you have access to it. It's saying that the permissions are granular. So, you know, some users can get access to use the tool to detect cars or guns or whatever, and then they cannot use that same level of access to use it to detect faces. They're saying that there's a further level of access, there's another tier of permissions or authentication or whatever required to be able to use it to detect faces. Okay, so that makes sense. The article continues, Computer Weekly contacted the FBI for further information on its use of Amazon recognition, including what APIs it has access to. So that's the important point. That's exactly what matters here. What is it accessing and how are they using it? Anyway, the article says, including what APIs it has access to and whether this means it can use the facial recognition capabilities, but the agency declined to comment on any aspect of the story. I think that's sort of standard practice for them. They don't talk about methods and sources. Computer Weekly also contacted Amazon to clarify whether its police facial recognition moratorium extends to federal law enforcement agencies like the FBI, whether the company has in any way restricted the agency's access to APIs that would enable it to utilize the tool's facial recognition functions, and if local or state police would be able to access these capabilities via the FBI. And that's an absolute certainty. The FBI, actually, I can't remember if it's the FBI. There's a federal agency that runs the fingerprint system in the United States. And local police departments, all police departments, when they're trying to run somebody's fingerprints, they send that query back and they get an answer. And local departments need to pay that agency for those queries. So, yes, of course, the headline agency that's collecting and storing the data, that's literally what they exist for, is to share that with other agencies. And by the way, I'm not saying that law enforcement shouldn't do some of this stuff. I think when there's a clear use case and a clear necessity and a clear need, like if they're working on an actual investigation saying, look, we kind of know the guy looks like this, can we sort of figure it out? I don't really have a problem with that. Of course, it's the continuing effects It's where does this end up over time? That's where I start to have problems with it. But, you know, if it's used for the right purpose in the right way and the data doesn't leak everywhere and it doesn't go everywhere, I probably don't have a problem with it. Anyhow, article continues with a quote. Quote, we imposed a moratorium on police departments' use of Amazon Recognition's face comparison feature in connection with criminal investigations in June 2020, and to suggest we have relaxed this moratorium is false, said an Amazon spokesperson. The quote continues, Recognition is an image and video analysis service that has many non-facial analysis and comparison features. Nothing in the DOJ's disclosure indicates the FBI is violating the moratorium in any way. Anyway, it goes on and on and on, and they're saying exactly what you'd expect them to say. They're saying, look, we're good, we're doing the right things. We said this, yes, we're sticking by it. No, 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 doesn't mean this. We put a little asterisk in there. Whatever, you can read it if you want to. I'll link it in the show notes. It goes on. The spokesperson also pointed to Amazon's terms of service for Recognition, which reiterates the point that its moratorium is limited to the use of face comparison by police in criminal investigations and does not apply to the use of the feature to help identify or locate missing persons. Okay. I mean, right there, there's a, in that phrasing alone, there is a hole big enough to drive a truck through. Let's just pause on that for a minute. Does not apply to the use of the feature to help identify or locate missing persons. So what they're saying is, police can't use it for criminal investigations, but if there's a missing person, they can. All right, let's say this. Let's say you've got a person that is suspected of a crime, but you don't yet know if it's a criminal investigation because you're the investigating officer and you want to go and find them and talk to them. At that point, it's not a criminal investigation, it's a missing person because you can't find them to go and talk to them. They've not been accused of any crime. I'm sorry, Amazon, I'm not there. All we need from Amazon is one line saying what they will not allow the use for. We don't need pages and terms and this and that and this applies and that doesn't apply. All they're doing is allowing a bit of wiggle room. Well, a hell of a lot of wiggle room, the way that I see it. It goes on, the terms of service added that any law enforcement agencies using Recognition for criminal investigations must provide a public disclosure describing their use of facial recognition systems. So they're not even saying that they can't use it for criminal investigations. They're saying they must use it for, they must provide a public disclosure describing their use. So I don't know really what's going on here. End of the day, you've got technology that is owned and controlled by Amazon. Yes, they're allowing the FBI to access it. My guess is, yes, the FBI is then allowing others to use that. And it goes on. Look, the article concludes with a look using the Wayback Machine to check the Amazon terms of service in the wake of the moratorium. The criminal investigations caveat only appears in web captures from 26 June onwards. A capture from 2 days prior on 24 June shows no mention of the moratorium. Anyway, look, there's nothing very surprising here. These companies are going to continue to get as much data as they possibly can. They're going to use it in any way that they possibly can to further their objectives, which is usually to make money. But the point is, of course, that there are no limits to the way that they will use it to make money. And it's not just, in this article, it's described as facial recognition. I don't know enough about the technology to know whether it's just facial recognition or whether it's more capable software in terms of doing things like gait recognition. There is software that exists that can perfectly, for want of a better term, fingerprint, can uniquely identify a person based on their gait, the way they walk and the way that they move. So if you've got that information, you can literally, in a sea of people, provided the camera's got access to, you know, enough of that person to detect their gait, you can, in a sea of people, figure out who's who, and you can track them. Anyway, all this stuff exists. Not a surprise that it exists. I just think that we should be a little bit careful about reading these headlines and press releases where companies say, oh, we're not doing this for this reason. Actually, look at the words that they're using and realize that in many cases, there is a hole in those terms. There is a hole in those provisions and those use cases, as I say, big enough to drive a truck through. And it doesn't always mean what it appears to mean. That's today's episode. I'll catch you on the next one.